I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Things don't just go bump in the night in The Conjuring. The saga of demonic possession deploys the full audio firepower of modern multiplexes, like a ghost-busting version of a Japanese taiko drum ensemble. The film is enjoyable up to a point for its irony, free borrowings from The Exorcist and the Amityville Horror. One big plus is the absence of vomit, or at least green vomit. Apart from the fancy sound effects, though, little or nothing happens for long and boring stretches until all Hades finally breaks loose and an exorcism starts to look like the best medicine for an eerily familiar outbreak of evil. Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga play fictional versions of Ed and Lorraine Warren. They're the self-declared demonologist and clairvoyant who gained national celebrity back in the 1970s for peddling solemn nonsense about the Amityville Horror case, among others, for playing fictional versions of themselves. Wilson's performance is so bland that it could almost pass for parody. Farmiga's expressions of empathy are so eloquent that Lorraine's worry lines become the equivalent of beauty marks. The clairvoyant's pain concern is prompted by the haunting of an old farmhouse and its new occupants. The time is 1971, a couple of years before the release of The Exorcist, but the demonic spirits afflicting the house know exactly the same tricks that will blight the life of Linda Blair's Reagan. The big difference is that The Exorcist took the nation by storm with fresh ideas and terrific filmmaking. The Conjuring conjures with amped up echoes of old ideas, and it represents a bet that they still retain their creepy power for today's audiences. One chilling fact stands at the center of an enthralling documentary called Blackfish. An experienced trainer at Florida's SeaWorld was killed 3 years ago by an orca named Tilikum, a killer whale that had killed two people before her. The film makes a persuasive case against the park, which rejects all of the charges and denies all suggestions of negligence. More persuasively still, Blackfish argues against the very concept of quasi-amusement parks like SeaWorld that turn giant creatures meant for the wild into hemmed-in, penned-up entertainers. For those of us who've been to these parks as spectators, there's a lingering temptation to think of large marine mammals as lovable, or at least companionable, if not downright cute. A pilot whale in the petting tank of a long-gone park called Marineland of the Pacific once swallowed a new pair of Ray-Bans that had slipped off my sweaty nose when the whale spit them out moments later. An attendant netted them up undamaged, except for a tiny tooth mark on the left lens. After watching Blackfish, you may come away with a sense of orcas' singular intelligence, to be sure, even their astonishing playfulness, but most of all their glorious power and the majesty of their existence in their natural habitat. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. I'll be back on KCRW soon with more reviews.